we're giving them all this weaponry, ground and air, and you got to ask yourself the question, what will the Taliban be like with an air force? I mean, no, I'm just saying. This could get a lot scarier, and it's not just a matter of how long we can hold the airport in Kabul. And the answer is probably not long. And even though we've got 5,000-6,000 troops there, the fact is, we are giving them weaponry that they're going to be using against us. Are Americans going to die at the hands of arms that we provided? Man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Stay where you are. Tommy White will join us coming up in our next hour. Business manager, Labor's Union, Local 872. Also, hopefully, we'll let you hear from the governor talking about COVID-19. I don't know what he has in mind, if he wants to extend the mask mandate or vaccine mandates, all kinds of things like that. Or maybe they're going to give away another $5 million. I'm just wondering how that's worked out. Have we seen a spike in the number of vaccinations? Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden is standing firm on his Afghanistan decision, but says little about America's hasty departure amid the Taliban takeover. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In his first public comment since the closure of the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan and the frantic evacuations, the president made this acknowledgement.
The truth is, this did unfold more quickly than we had anticipated.
But he spent most of his Afghanistan speech defending his decision to withdraw U.S. troops by the end of August. The president said thousands of troops are going back in to help with evacuations, but this emergency mission, he said, will be limited in scope. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger, an Afghan war veteran, says it's an embarrassing moment for America.
The only way we lose is when we choose to, and we chose to lose. We chose to lose as a country. Probably the first time in world history has a country so capable chosen to lose in such a humiliating fashion. And I think it's going to be worth it in a lot of people's lives, but I think knowing the outcome, you really have to question whether this was worth it in the long run.
Tropical storm Fred is headed for the Florida Panhandle, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis warns that the storm is heading to an area that's already had plenty of rain.
That part of Florida, and actually many parts of Florida, have been getting a lot of rain, so there's a lot of saturation. So as that comes, you know, we are anticipating some flash flooding.
Meanwhile, in another part of the country, firefighters battling flames in Northern California forest girded Monday for new bouts of windy weather. And Pacific Gas and Electric is warning thousands of customers it might cut their electricity to prevent new fires from igniting if gusts damage power lines. The Dixie Fire has scorched 890 square miles. On Wall Street, the Dow by 110 points, the NASDAQ dropped 29, the S&P up by 11. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was...
Kevin Wall back with you. Let's take you now to the governor, Steve Sisolak, courtesy of News 3.
I wanted to take some time, a few minutes, to provide some updates regarding three initiatives I spoke about last time I was here. Before I provide those updates, I want to take a moment to share some encouraging news. Nevada administered close to 20% more COVID-19 vaccines than the national average during our last update. Let's keep this up. Vaccinating more people keeps people safe. Nevada was the first state to reinstate indoor masking in areas of substantial and high transmission, regardless of vaccination status. We are now seeing a slowing of COVID-19 growth in our state. In fact, Nevada has had the second slowest COVID-19 growth in the nation over the past 2 weeks at 15% compared to the national average of 118%. We know masks are an effective mitigation strategy and remain a critical tool to protect our healthcare system and slow the spread while we work to get more people vaccinated. As you may remember, a little more than a week and a half ago, I spoke about three areas the state is working on to help manage this pandemic and get shots in arms. First, I asked the medical advisors to look at vaccination requirements for all students attending in-person classes at our public colleges and universities under the Nevada System of Higher Education, NSHE. The MAT agreed with the unanimous recommendation from the NSHE COVID-19 Task Force to require vaccinations for students while originally on the agenda for September 3rd, the Board of Health has called an emergency meeting to discuss this topic at the end of this week. To all of the higher ed students out there, if you have not yet done so, I want to encourage those who plan to return to in-person learning to get your COVID-19 vaccination before returning to campus. Additionally, I asked medical advisors for a vaccination recommendation regarding those who work with vulnerable populations. These recommendations will help guide conversations and actions we can take moving forward, and we are currently working with officials and partners to discuss and determine next steps. We will provide updates to explore policy options. The final topic I discussed in my last press conference, one I will be discussing in more detail today, was related to how we make large gatherings safer in Nevada. As we all know, Nevada is an incredible location for concerts, sporting events, and so much more. In fact, I would argue we are the best at those venues. That's great for residents and visitors, but can pose challenges during a pandemic. That's why public health officials have been working with event operators and partners to come up with options for hosting safer, large events. The first option is to continue following the current mask requirement that states that all persons in counties with substantial or high community transmission rates are required to wear face coverings while in public indoor spaces, regardless of vaccine status. You have to wear the mask regardless of vaccine status. The second option, which becomes effective with this new directive, number 49, provides a masking exception for large event operators that choose to require proof of vaccination for all attendees. Let me explain. If a large event venue chooses to require vaccination proof for all attendees, those that are fully vaccinated will be allowed to take their masks off. Partially vaccinated attendees may still attend, but they must wear their mask at the event. Additionally, children who are not eligible for vaccination due to their age may attend the event, but must wear a mask. In order to be eligible for this masking exception for fully vaccinated individuals at large indoor events, The following requirements must be met. The venue must have fixed seating capacity of 4,000 people or more. The event must require tickets or registration and be open only to those who have tickets or are registered. The event operator must maintain access control that effectively prevents unticketed or unauthorized persons from attending. Event operators must implement a method of verifying vaccination status that is accurate, effective, and reliable. Staff must be sufficient in number and adequately trained to implement this program. And again, event operators may choose to admit attendees who are only partially vaccinated, but those attendees must continue to wear a mask during the event. Event operators must have a system in place to distinguish attendees who are fully vaccinated from those who are only partially vaccinated, and must enforce the mask requirement for all attendees who are not fully vaccinated during the event. If someone fails to provide proof of COVID-19 vaccination, they must not be admitted. This gives an option for event organizers to choose between requiring masks indoors for all attendees, regardless of vaccination status, or making the choice to only allow vaccinated individuals into their events and letting the fully vaccinated take their masks off. I want to be clear. This is not a requirement to show proof of vaccination to attend a large event. This is not a mandate. It is an optional exception to the general mask requirement if the event operator chooses to require proof of vaccination for all attendees. We're giving our private sector partners the choices and flexibility to lead in this area. And I'm so proud of the many that have already begun leading. We've seen many Nevada event operators and businesses in the last 2 weeks step up and make decisions to increase vaccination rates and thus the safety of their employees and their guests. We know that for these policies to be successful, it takes public sector action, the private sector and the general public to work together and to get it right. My goal with today's new policy choice is to provide the private sector more options that come with the reward for the public, the ability to take off their masks during a concert or game if and only if they are fully vaccinated.
That's the governor speaking to the state. If anything else newsworthy comes up, we'll certainly bring it to you. Want to check in with my friend Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union, Local 872. Were you at the Raiders game on Saturday?
Yes, I was definitely there.
I
did the ribbon cutting.
You did the ribbon cutting?
Yep.
Oh, my God. I did not see that on the news. I'm sorry. Congratulations. Yeah. Did you see a lot of people with masks? I mean, they said they were going to enforce it. Did they?
Once you got inside the stadium, you had your mask on.
Whoops. Did we lose Tommy White? We may have lost to Tommy White. Well, in fact, I'll tell you what let's do. Why don't we take the break early? And then we'll come back. Well, he is? Tommy, can you hear me, my friend?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, I think. No, but go back to that. Everybody that was inside the stadium had to have a mask. Okay, well, we are having some audio problems. We'll try and get that fixed. In fact, tell you what let's do. Let's take you back to the governor speaking to the state relative to COVID-19. Here we go.
I would now be happy to take a few questions.
If you're vaccinated, you can come to the event, or you have to show proof of a negative test. In those cases, what happens when you have both the groups? Does that mean that the vaccinated individuals can take their masks off and the non-vaccinated who have the negative test must keep them on? And if that's the case, how do you monitor who's...
No, that isn't what happens here. What this is if the venue chooses that everybody will be vaccinated, everybody in the event, not a negative test, everybody in the event will have initiated their vaccine, then this option would be available to them. They would be required to maintain wearing a mask at all times, but there would be an exception for them, yes.
Anyone under the age of 12?
Correct.
Governor, thanks. For those who might confuse this, if there's a distinction between this and a vaccine passport, please address any differences.
This is an option that we're making available to our businesses. If they choose to go down path A, they can maintain what we have right now, the status quo, which is everybody has to wear a mask at all times inside the venue. If they choose to go down path B, it requires that everybody be vaccinated. At least they have their initial dose, and if they have the initial dose, they have to wear their mask. But if everybody is vaccinated, they can take off their masks.
So not a vaccine passport?
No, not a vaccine passport.
We'll go Dana, and then I'm sorry, I don't know your name, but we'll go Dana first.
Governor, do you really think that a policy like that could be adequately enforced, given the number of games that are being made and the amount that they were paying to them? It was not being enforced at all. How do you possibly enforce something like that without any people in a show setting, a concert setting?
Well, I wasn't at the event, but I saw your comments that it wasn't enforced, and I don't know. This would eliminate that enforcement problem. If everybody walking in through the turnstile has to prove that they're vaccinated, we won't have them have to wear masks. That's what's going to eliminate. Then they won't have to have hundreds of ushers walking around saying, your mask is slipping, cover your nose, you don't have a mask on. This would give the event operator an option. They can go down one path and have to enforce the rules, go down path B, and have people be able to take their masks off. There won't be people there that are not vaccinated. No. If they choose option B, everyone going into the stadium will have to have received at least their first dose. No, there would not be that option. If the venue, for example, a football game, decided they want to pursue option B for public safety reasons and for their own business interests and have everybody vaccinated, and they say that you have to have initiated your vaccine, either your first one, you can get your first one in the parking lot, we're trying to put up vaccination sites in their form, or you're fully vaccinated. You can do that. If you don't have a vaccine, your first vaccine, and you want to go to the game, you can't go.
Even if you're not fully vaccinated?
Yeah, No, if you're not fully vaccinated, if you get to the game, for example, and you're not vaccinated, and I say, look, you can go over to that tent and get your first vaccine, and you go over to that tent, you get your first vaccine, and you come back, you can now attend the event with your mask on. But once you've been fully vaccinated, which is 2 weeks after your second dose, then you don't have to wear the mask.
My question is, how do you police a situation like that? You have a hybrid audience, some fully vaccinated, not fully vaccinated.
You that will be up to the venue operator. We'll have to come up with a plan that they can identify the difference between the two of them. Now, whether that's through a wristband, it's through some other technology, that would be up to them. They'd have to present us with a plan.
My original question is, do you think that kind of a scenario could
adequately be enforced? I do. And I think that it's going to encourage a lot of people to get that vaccine, both the first and the second dose. They're going to say, I want to take my mask off and go to the Raider game, so they're going to go over and get their vaccine. Then 2 weeks later, they might do it begrudgingly. They're going to go get their second vaccine. So that's the hope.
All right, we'll go. I'm sorry, I don't know your name back here, and then we'll come ready.
John Donald from KPNB. Lambing Elementary School in Henderson announced that they're going distance learning for 2 weeks because of COVID exposure. I mean, what level of danger has to exist to push an entire school to do something like that, and what does that mean for all schools in the near future if that kind of thing keeps happening?
That authority was relegated to the school districts in the local areas, so I'm aware of the situation. I just became aware of the situation late this afternoon that they had Lampen Elementary School, so confident that the Southern Nevada Health District, working in concert with CCSD, will be able to resolve the situation. Michelle, in a corner.
Well, thanks, Governor. Thanks for the question. Just to add a little bit more onto that, onto what the Governor said. So within the Department of Health and Human Services, They put out guidance recently for the return of in-person learning that outlines exactly what the criteria would look like for a full quarantine of students at a school, and it mirrors a lot of what is in the CDC recommendations as well.
Ricky and then Sean.
MGM today announced that they would require other workforce to be vaccinated. Do you foresee other private businesses doing this, and do you encourage it?
I certainly encourage and thankful to MGM that they're doing it, that they're requiring. Vaccines are the only way out of this. We used to have masks and hand sanitizer and social distancing. Now vaccines are a way out of this pandemic. So if they're requiring that for their employees, I think it's absolutely terrific, and I encourage any employer to look at that option, yes.
Go Sean and then Mary.
With this directive, you've mentioned greater games tonight. Have any large venue operators expressed interest in a plan like this one?
In developing the plan, we worked with our, you know, the venue partners and with our health professionals to come up with a plan. We laid it out for them. They're going to be made aware of it just as you're being made aware of it through the directive, and they're going to have to decide for themselves whether it's one of our colleges or universities, one of our professional teams, or big council.
Were any specific operators involved in those conversations?
No, we didn't have this was not developed, this plan, for one operator or one venue. This was operated to get kind of to what the point Dana was making. To be realistic, it's tough when you have, I don't care if it's 20,000 or 65,000, to have ushers or whomever saying, put your mask, regulating mask wear. It's a very difficult situation. And those employees are abused significantly at that time. So we came up with an option that would work if the venue operator chooses to pursue it. I don't know what venue operators, if any, are going to choose to pursue it. I hope that they will, because one, it's going to really be able to increase our number of vaccines that we give out. And two, I think it'll be a great environment for people.
There you have it. The governor speaking live on Live and Local. We bring you the news as it happens. There's plan A and there's plan B. And it's going to be interesting to see how this plays with the venue operators. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. More from the President of the United States and how he shifts the blame to the Afghan government and Afghan soldiers. That's why we have this chaotic situation at the airport in Kabul. It's not his fault. It's their fault. That's what he seems to be trying to make the case for. We'll talk about that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Android 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Android 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been hurt in a crash, let me get to work for you.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Politics is broken. It doesn't take much to see the way partisan politics so often put the priorities of the political class ahead of those of everyday Nevadans. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Politics have failed Nevadans for far too long, with both Republicans and Democrats letting down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. Isn't it time we start putting ideas, started putting policy ahead of the politics and the politicians? Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn how we're doing just that. As a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, Nevada Policy has put ideas over politics for the last 30 years. And moving forward, free market, pro-liberty solutions, regardless of the political landscape. Partner with us at NevadaPolicy.org and help us build a movement that focuses on the ideas that will make a difference. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ. What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Kevin, our commander in thief, the double F code, feckless and feeble. I could go on. But 3 weeks ago, he's on American Pravda, all the networks. It ain't going to be like Saigon. Yeah, because they're not showing the helicopters taking them out. They did show the planes, the Afghans jumping on planes.
Yeah.
You talk about sheer desperation. And you think it's an accident that American Pravda is showing these people jumping on planes but not showing the current airlift, the debacle, this farce of this illegitimate, infirm, treasonous regime. Kevin, thank you for your time. I just get so worked up I can't finish your thoughts.
So do I. So do I. Thanks, Frank. I appreciate it. Here is the president. This is what makes